did actually. So what I tended to find was that everything from where it had come from was just much more simple. We tend to overcomplicate things here. They're like much more relaxed. No one's following a recipe. It's just the way we've always done it here and that sort of thing. So it gave me so much more sort of freedom, I suppose, to break more rules and that kind of thing and just really simplify things.
Mm.
Yeah.
The more I watch of cooking and programs like MasterChef and whatnot, and where you've got shows that are really explaining things very, very slowly, I have developed a bit more of a simple thing myself, and I think you realise that it's actually, you know, it's a lot easier than
yeah.
you think.
All you need to do is use your common sense. And so what I tend to do is when I look at recipes or the way that people are putting food and ingredients together, I tend to look at all the processes or steps and I think, which bits can I not be bothered doing?
Mm.
And will that make a real difference to the end result? Yes, no, I'll give it a go. Because I think that it can be really daunting if you look at a recipe and there's a huge list of ingredients and 1 million steps of doing this, then set this aside. Whenever it says set aside, all that says to me is, oh, there's another dish I have to wash.
Mm.
And I hate that.
So
I'm always about, oh, can I get it all in the pot or all in the pan without sort of those flavours getting too mucked around with? Yeah.
So all the countries you've gone to play in, because I would say work, but it's not really work, is it?
Oh, it was hard.
Yes, difficult. Yeah, wouldn't want to be you. of all the countries, which would be your favourite and why?
I would have to say that my favourite dish comes from Dijon. And that's coq au vin, which is that beautiful chicken cooked in red wine. So when you're ever asked, you know, what would be your last dish if you were sort of going to have to die and you had the last supper? Well, frankly, I actually always say a buffet because I just wanted to go on forever. But I'd have to say that it's coq au vin. I just love that dish. It's just got all those elements of great slow cooking in it. And that pretty much comes from the area around Dijon. So I loved it. In actual fact, I'm very cheery and chipper on the show, as you know. But on the Dijon episode, which I think is coming up this Sunday, you can see me cry. I wept over the coq au vin because it was so amazing.
Now, is coq au vin, I might be sort of almost slanderous here. Can you do that in a slow cooker?
Yes, you can do it in a slow cooker, absolutely. You can do it in a slow cooker. You can do it in a pot on top of the stove. You can do it in the oven, any or doesn't matter. Yeah, just as long as it's just a nice, slow cook. So it's not something that you... And it gets better overnight as well. So if you cook it one day and have it the next, that's even better. But no, it's one of my favourites to rock out. People love it. And it doesn't always have to be a winter dish. You can pair it with a salad and, you know, and have it in the summer. I have it all year round. I just adore it. So that, yeah, so Dijon was certainly a favourite place for me. And then the other place is Bali, because that was kind of my first overseas trip in my youth. And so it's always very reminiscent of those first days of backpacking and feeling so very intrepid.